This is Positive Outcomes, a podcast for the P&O community. Thank you for joining us. I'm Simon Beals, your host for this episode. We have a great show for you today. Stéphane Savard of TurboMed Orthotics is joining us to discuss staying active while having drop foot. Stéphane Savard previously ran his family's facility, Savard Orthoconfort, before selling it in 2013, and then starting TurboMed Orthotics with Francois Côté, who is unfortunately unable to join us today, and they developed the Extern AFO. Thank you for joining us, Stéphane.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
So, Stéphane, I need to ask you first, right off the bat. So in our correspondence, you sign your emails, President, Father, Hiker. There must be a story and a reason behind that. Can you share that with us?
Well, you know, as I'm getting older and older, Fonda, I'm not about to retire, but, you know, like everyone else, I'm getting older. Well, I realize that there's more than just working. And, well, this is why when I sign my card, you know, I try to say that I do other things, you know. I'm also a father. I like to travel a lot. And my wife and I, we hike in different countries. And that's the main activity that we like. And, yeah, we do other things. Work.
I love it.
But work is just one part of your life. It doesn't have to be your life.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. So you're a certified orthotist. How many years were you working with Savard Ortho?
I worked for the family business roughly 25 years. The past 8 years as the sole owner of the company. But been in the field, the O&P field, for more than 31 years. And I've been surrounded by orthotics and prosthetic for 50 years since my dad started the business when I was 4 years old in my room.
Wow. So you decide it's time to sell Savard Ortho, presumably to kind of begin a new chapter in life. So what happened? What happened next? How did that lead to TurboMed Orthotics?
After that, I've been working on a project, you know, on our spare time. Francois still working as a boat engineer, working at night on prototypes, me working with my business, you know, being very busy with my business. And we were meeting once a month, once every 2 months, and exchanging all kind of information about and ideas about that new project that we had been working on for a couple of years. And then I had a really good offer, you know, a good opportunity to sell my business. And just at the moment that I sold my business, we were receiving our first prototype. So I sold my business and I stepped in another one right away. So I went home and I started to sell some TurboMed right off my garage.
So let's go back. So what was the kind of the backstory behind creating what we now know is the Extern, but was originally called the FS3000? So can you describe kind of the relationship or what happened with Francois?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Francois could not be with us today, but he's got an amazing story. I mean, Francois is a boat engineer making tugboat mainly, but he's also a marathon runner and a very active guy. In 2001, so 20 years ago, he had a very serious snowmobile accident. He had multiple fractures to his leg, both torn knee. He stayed at the hospital for a couple months, 6 months of rehabilitation, but was very lucky, probably because he was in a good shape also. Young man, he recovered very well, but he got stuck with a foot drop on his left side. So Francois, to go back to his activities, to go back to running, eat quite different kind of way of food, plastic, carbon fiber, off the shelf, custom molded. So we tried different braces for at least 4 or 5 years. And then he stopped wearing air hose for 6 to 12 months because he had enough of having something inside his shoe and something that was giving him all kinds of limitations. So he stopped for 6, 12 months and realized that it would not be possible for him to walk without the assistance of an air hose. So after running a marathon with a regular plastic air hose and having big blisters, he decided to create something outside the shoe to have maximum comfort and maximum flexibility of the ankle. So that's how, you know, he started. He made himself a few prototypes, and he came to see me maybe after 5 or 6 prototypes, and we share ideas and we went from there.
So what was it kind of about the more conventional approaches in terms of AFO devices that just really didn't work for Stefan?
Well, there's a lot of things that we know now that we didn't know before. Before, there was not many options. I mean, there's all kinds of plastic AFO. There's hundreds of different shapes and models, but they're all the same. They all go inside the shoe. They all fixed at 90 degrees. So patient needs bigger shoes. They're stuck with the same shoe. So Antoine had all kinds of problems. I mean, he wears boots all the time and we're in Quebec City. So we have snow on the ground for 5, 6 months. So we wear boots. So very difficult to wear an AFO inside the boots. He wears also working boots. So that's another issue. But the main issue was limitation. When with the original ones that keep your foot at 90 degrees, you lose all the other movement of the ankle, because the ankle is a very complex articulation that moves in three planes, that move in all directions. But when you wear a regular AFO, you're stuck at 90 degrees and that's it. So you basically walk like if you had ski boots in your feet. So you walk a little bit like a robot. So eventually you'll have all kinds of limitations. Limitations can be little ones like having problems to go up and down the stairs, or having problems to squat, having problems to find proper shoes. But they can be also very drastic, like not being able to do some activities like cross-country skiing or running or walking more than 2 miles without having blisters. You can lose your job. I mean, we had the customer that lost their job because they were not able to do what they were doing before. So, you can have all kind of really, really bad side if you're stuck at 90 degrees in an airport. So those are all the problems that Francois was having, and he just decided to make something else.
So what are the advantages then to taking the AFO from inside the shoe and putting it outside the shoe? You alluded to them, but what are some of the advantages to going outside of the shoe itself?
Well, there are many advantages. First of all, you have to know that we've done over 26 prototypes before we got to the experiment that we know now. One of the big advantage is that we're not touching the skin anymore. So being outside, we can do the shape that we want, the design that we want, and patients, they can wear their regular shoe size. They don't need to wear one size or two sizes bigger shoe. They can wear their regular shoe size, and they can wear almost any kind of shoes. But the main one, and that's an advantage that we found like only 2 or 3 years ago, is that the design of our AFO, it makes our AFO fully dynamic, and it doesn't restrict any movement of the ankle. So it's keeping the foot up at the right moment when the patient is walking or running or doing his activities, but it's not restricting any other movement at the ankle, so being fully dynamic. So it makes the gait more natural. It makes all the activities possible. And the compliance with the patient, is just unbelievable.
And how important do you think it is for patients with drop foot to remain active?
Well, I think it's very important, not only physically, but mentally. When you're told that, a foot drop, I'd rather have foot drop than cancer, for example. I don't want to choose, but I have to choose. I'd rather have foot drop. But foot drop, it doesn't show really much, but it can be very, restraining all your activities, just because you have a foot drop. So mentally, it's affecting a lot. And not being able to walk with your spouse or walk with go for a walk with your dog for more than 1 mile or 1 kilometer, that's really bad. So people, they have to stay active, and that's what we're trying to do. Keeping them active, keeping them do what they were doing before they had foot drop.
And kind of because you've been kind of in the field for such a long time, what are the most kind of common barriers for being able to keep some of these patients active?
Well, first of all, we'll talk later about overbracing, meaning that you fit a patient with a brace at 90 degrees that is not flexible at all. And I've done that, for 25 years. And I've done that because there was no other fully dynamic solution out there. What's the most difficult right now is for patients to know about the product. Because our product is so different, it's not only outside of the shoe, it's out of the box. It's difficult for professionals and even for patients to see how the benefits they'll get from our product. So that's the most difficult thing right now, because when they try it, they know in 5 seconds if it's working or not, and it's most of the time it's working, and they see right away the difference between a fixed AFO or an AFO at 90 degrees. They see all the benefits in a matter of seconds. And my focus right now is, if I want to help those guys out there, it's to get the product more known, get more presence on social media. Unfortunately, we cannot travel anymore, but that's my main focus.
So talk to me about the applications. Turbo Med Orthotics has been a company now for how many years?
We've been in business for 6 years. I would say we've been doing serious business for 3, almost 4 years. And now we sell in more than 25 countries, including Japan, Germany, France, Sweden, Finland, even in Australia.
So I was actually going to talk about this later, but let's talk about it now. So TurboMed is truly now a global company, a Canadian success, which is very exciting. So what has been your experience of TurboMed and the Extern in other parts of the world?
Well, first of all, foot drop is very common. One person out of 350 has foot drop. So there's foot drop in all the countries in the world. My experience, it's different from country to country, depending. Sometimes it will depend on the reimbursement, who's paying for the orthotics. But as far as the result, it's exactly the same. If it's working here in Canada and United States, 90% of the time, so 1% out of 10, the exome will work. So it's the same in all the countries. It's just, you know, the way it's paid, the way it's sold, that is different, but everything else is the same.
So over the years now, we've got kind of, you know, 6 years, certainly four concentrated years of experience. What's the range of applications? So drop foot is obviously a very kind of broad category of kind of description. What are some of the applications that you've seen on using the extern?
Also a few different applications than foot drop. I know there's a few clinics, especially in the States, that are using the TurboMed for children that are co-walking. Instead of having an AFO at 90 degrees, they use our AFO. So co-walking for children. I saw also a podiatrist that is using the TurboMed for someone that's rolling out his ankle all the time. Because the fact that the extern is outside, it's easier to install a strap around the extern and to stop the ankle from rolling out. But Simon, it's 99.9% an AFO for foot drop. The difference between now and 3 or 4 years ago, 3 and 4 years ago, we were not sure how many patients it would work or what would be the percentage of patients who would fit. Now we know that we fit 85 to 90% of the population with foot drop. So, and at the beginning also, if we go back 6 years ago, we invented the AFO so that Francois could run marathon, could be more active, and would have maximum comfort. But we realized very quickly that it was good for someone that's 90 years old and wants to walk a mile or a kilometer without having blisters. So now we're aiming at everybody that's tired of having, you know, something inside the shoe. And one of my big surprises, Simon, is that it's unbelievable the number of patients. And I don't have a number, but I'm sure you would agree that it's a big number. That there's a lot of people out there that are still looking for a solution after wearing an AFO or AFOs for 25, 35, and even over 40 years. So after 40 years of wearing all kinds of different AFOs, those customers are still looking for a solution. That's unbelievable. You know, they have maybe 50 different braces, but they're not happy with their braces. They're still looking for a solution. And plus, there's a lot of people out there that are not wearing anything. They're stuck wearing AFOs because they had enough of wearing just sneakers, shoes, or they had enough of having all kinds of skin breakdowns and blisters, and they prefer to walk without AFO. So that's one of my biggest surprises. Overbracing is one, but my second one is the number of people out there that they're not satisfied with the kind of AFO they have.
So speak to me about tone. Tone is always kind of one of the biggest challenges that our clinicians face when dispensing and deciding upon how they're going to either design, build, yeah, or use kind of AFOs that are available on the market. How does the extern do with various patients with variable tone?
Well, first of all, at least 50% of the population with foot drop, they have what we call a flaccid foot drop. So they have just a regular foot drop, no tone, no spasticity, no rigidity. They're like Francois. I mean, Francois has a flaccid complete foot drop. So this is at least 50% of the population out there. And then you got the ones with tone or spasticity. The extern really surprised me a couple of times. Patients with tone, it really depends. It depends when the muscle will fire, at what moment they fire. Sometimes the extern will work, sometimes will not work. So the great thing about the extern is that we have a demo kit, a demo kit. So the patient can try the demo kit. It's a brace that is adjustable, same shape, same plastic than the final extern. so they can try it for free and they'll know it in 5 minutes. So with Patient with Tone, I strongly recommend that you use the assessment tool and then you will know it in 5 minutes. It's a great tool for the professionals. And, before they start the assembly of the final grade, well, they know it's working on that already.
So would you say that kind of a too high a tone level is kind of really one of the only contraindications for thinking about the extern?
No, high tone. I mean, a couple, 2 years ago, I would have said to you, yes, exactly. Forget about, very high plasticity or high tone. Forget about the turbo man. Not anymore. My point being that you will try the extern on someone with high tone, it may work, and then you will try it with someone that has a little or no tone, and it will not work. The contraindication are, tone and plasticity is not a contraindication anymore. Contraindications are a lot of times overextension of the knee, like 25, 30, 35 degrees. We do have extension cover, but if it's over 20-25%, it's way too much for the extern. A fixed angle, someone that needs, but the most common one is someone that needs knee support. They need a KFO or they need an AFO that will keep them up straight. So the extern is not a good AFO for those patients. But tone is not a contraindication now.
And how do patients respond to the extern, kind of that present with stability issues?
Well, when I get a phone call and an email regarding stability, the extern is not the best one if the patient is looking for stability. If the patient is walking with a cane or walker, and that patient is aiming at walking without a cane and a walker, I mean, the extern is not the best choice. On the other hand, with the extern, the walking being easier and a smoother gait pattern for the patient, it will help a little bit for instability, but it's not the best one for sure. That's for someone that needs some guided support when walking.
So since the launch of kind of, I guess, the original, which was the FS3000, and its kind of evolution now to the extern, I know that you've changed the product over the course of those years. Can you talk about that a little bit? And then I want to ask you about some of the other kind of variants and options and accessories that are now available for the extern that weren't available when you first started. So how is the product different now than when you began 6 years ago?
We got our first real prototypes because at the beginning we were selling prototypes, believe it or not. We were not even selling the final grade. We're selling prototypes. Roughly 8 years ago, and we called it the FS3000, FS for Antoine Stéphane. It was pretty cute name, but not very marketing. So in the past 8 years, we changed the rate 5 times. We changed the rate because we had so many ideas to improve the product, so that we threw away the molds. We ordered new ones. And we made, just new versions. So the one that we have now that it's called the extern, the last version was launched in December 2019. The next generation will have less modification, honestly, but will be improved. There will be less plastic, better soft parts, and so on, and will come out in about 6 to 12 months. So two things here, Simon. The first one is that I've never thought 8-9 years ago that we would start selling a product and we would have ideas to make it even better. I thought when we started selling the extern, at that time, the FS3000, that it was great, but you know, I never thought we could improve it, and we did it like 5 times. And we also improve it, by the way, for the professional, so it's faster to assemble, it's easier, and so on and so on. So I'm really impressed with that. And the other thing is that I never thought that we would have ideas to make other products. So I know I only have a question later regarding other products, but so I'm really impressed about that.
Durability. That's one of the biggest elements, especially for a patient like Francois, who wants to get back out and do and experience life and so forth and so on. And I know sometimes we are challenged by kind of the durability of some of our devices. What's your experience been with the extern in terms of durability?
The theory of durability of the extern is a little bit like this. We started with a braking ring because it's plastic and it's, you know, it's people are up with the brakes and it's okay. I mean, they do all kinds of different sports. There's no limitation to what you can do with the extern. So some guys out there, they push it to the limit. So even a braking rate of about 5%, which is not a lot if you compare with the carbon fiber earphones that are the main products that are sold in North America. Some companies, they go as high as 20-25% regarding breakage. We were at 5. We brought it back to 1 or 2, and then we've made a mistake 2 years ago, and we went back to 5 or 6. And we found what was the problem. It was a design problem, wasn't a plastic, a rigidity problem. And we fixed the problem. The last version that we have that's been like 13, 14 months, we're at 0. We don't even count the number of braces that break because it's so low. And we even have a warranty of 2 years on any plastic part. So if they break it, if a patient breaks it, the patient will get a new one within 2 years. That's the main durability, the big problem with the plastic, the regular plastic earphone and carbon fiber. It's not only that they break, it's the fact that it can be dangerous when it breaks. And also that there's not much you can do. When a carbon fiber breaks, it cannot be repaired. And you have to take an appointment, go see your orthotist. So it's very complicated. Well, this is all gone. I mean, not only it's not breaking our FO, but the extern has a really warranty of 2 years.
And is the extern modifiable?
Yeah. Well, like I said before, I mean, it's made of plastic. It's made from a special recipe, a plastic recipe. It can be a heat hub. You can heat the extern hub and modify it. On our website, there's plenty of videos on how to do it. It's not something that you would frequently do. But if needed, it's possible to do it. It's possible to change the angle of the extern. It's possible to change the width of the extern. You can shift the heel section to the right or to the left. You can do all kinds of modification.
And the resources for those are online.
Here's where we made a long video of 25 minutes on how to modify the extern, and we changed that. We changed that to a very short video, like between 2 and 3 minutes. And we've made like 15 of those. And so whatever modification you want to do, I mean, it's there on our website under video. And we're here to help also, Sam. Every day I'm getting calls from professional at TV. I'm fitting an extern. I have this and this problem. How can I, what can I do, you know? But, Simon, at the end of the day, being outside, not having to cast a patient or to scan a leg or to modify the inside of a shoe, I mean, that's for the professional, it's not only simpler, it's faster, and plus they get more time to do other things and see other patients than having patients coming back, you know, every 2 weeks for adjustment because they feel pressure in the arch or they feel pressure on the heel or, you know, it's too snug in the tooth or this is all done. This is all done. I mean, it's very, very simple. I like things that are simple, and I mean, the external is simple.
Now, what are some of the other kind of additions that you've made to the extern line over the years? We now have pediatric.
The pediatric version that we added maybe 3 years ago, we now have a new version. What's cool about the new pediatric is that, first it comes with two inferior sections. So one that can be cut right now and the other one that can be saved later when the child will grow, like 6 months later or 8 months later. And the front section also, instead of being fixed like the regular extern, on the pediatric side, it's adjustable. Same thing with the calf bend. The calf bend can go up and down, mostly up, obviously, to accommodate growth, child growth. So basically, the new pediatric extern is adjustable, and so it can accommodate growth, and so won't last like 2 or 3 years, but instead of lasting 9 months, 10 months, or 12 months, will last a little bit longer. So and also patients will have to travel less just to make the AFO a few millimeters longer, or to have a calf bend that is a little bit higher. Those are the things that they can do themselves. Once again, leaving more time to the professional to see other patients and do something else.
I know one of the comments that I've received over the years, especially when you did launch your pediatric version, was the fact of trying to manage kids that either are wearing rubber boots if you're out in Vancouver, or winter boots if you're in Quebec City, because they're kind of day-to-day indoor AFOs, just don't fit into that type of footwear. And then the complaint that, again, in the summer, you know, their feet get hot, they don't want to have to wear kind of full running shoes, and the fact that you're able to kind of utilize this in sandals. So both of those extremes of both boots and kind of open footwear was a big kind of plus when that was first introduced. I know we got a lot of positive comments about that.
Well, one of the things, Simon, that we, when we were making all our prototypes, at one point I said to François, I said, we have to make something that goes from shoe to shoe very quickly. You know, cannot be affixed to a shoe and stay on a shoe permanently, or it cannot take 5 minutes to go from a sandal to a boot. It has to go fast. So we created a lace clip. We call it a lace clip that is attached on the shoe and it stays there. And so that your extern goes from shoe to shoe in 5 seconds. So for kids, I mean, it's just amazing for the parents. You know, when you have a kid that suffers from foot drop every night, you know, once a day, if not 2 or 3 times a day, you have to check for blisters and skin breakdown, because they won't tell you that, you know, the kids, they won't tell you that they have a big blister under the foot. So you have to check every day. With the external, this is all gone. You don't have to do that because the external is not touching the kid. And plus, the kids, they can transfer their external from shoe to shoe by themselves. They don't need their parents. They don't need their teachers anymore to do that. They can do that themselves.
Excellent. Such an important kind of point to make. Tell me about some of the options that are available now for the extern. So, for example, the patient with foot drop really has that foot slap.
For foot slap, for patient with tone, for patient with knee hyperextension, you know, less than 20 degrees, we have what we call extension stopper kit. They're basically rubber blocks. Pretty hard rubber blocks that are installed on the extern in less than 3 minutes, and it makes the brace more rigid. It makes the brace stop at 90 degrees, so preventing knee hyperextension. So this is maybe 1-15 for the patient, but it really makes a big difference. And the other option that we have is a ankle strap or a stabilization ankle strap, called also a T strap. Basically stop the ankle from rolling out. The extern itself fits some of that problem, okay? So when you have a foot drop, you have a tendency to walk on the outside of the foot and you roll out your ankle very easily. The extern, like I said, the way it's designed, the way it's made, will fix some of it. But if not enough, you can have the ankle stabilization. And don't forget that because you don't have anything inside, it's easy to have a wedge, for example, 3 or 4 or 5 millimeters wedge inside your shoe, a custom molded insole, even a laced ankle stabilization brace if your patient needs it. So you can do whatever you want inside. So yeah, those are the two options that we have, the ankle strap and the extension cover.
And how about as we move forward? You kind of hinted now that the kind of the product has evolved from when you started to where it is now. How do you see it moving forward?
Well, I wish, it's the first time in 30 years, Simon, that I sell. Well, I'll say it in a different way. I've been lucky to sell all kinds of different products, and I sold a lot of changing products in my career. Just thinking about the first off-the-shelf knee brace, the first full-top brace, the Boston Scoliosis, those are just game-changing products. And I think the X-Turn is, but the X-Turn is more than that, and that's the first time that I sell something like this. The X-Turn is, for a lot of patients, a life-changing product. It's the first time that I comment on a daily basis about a patient wearing TurboMed, wearing the X-Turn, that those patients, they can go back to what they were doing before, so I changed their life. It's just unbelievable. So I wish the X-Turn could fit 100% of the patient with foot drop, but it's impossible because there's too many, there's too many different types of foot drop out there, so it would be impossible. But it's possible to make other foot drop AFOs that will help other patients. And this is what we're working on. We're working on two other designs of AFOs that will help other patients. One will have an anterior shelf instead of a posterior section, and will be easier to don and doff, will be easier to install, mostly for stroke patients. Stroke patients, very often, they just have one hand, so they find, some of them, they find the external a little bit difficult to install. While the other one, by having an anterior shelf, will be really easy to install. So we have this one, and we're working also on, we call it the X-Turn Pro. It's like the actual X-Turn, but it's gonna have a sleeker look. It's gonna be lighter and nicer. It's like if this one is a BMW, the X-Turn Pro will be like a Ferrari. It will do basically the same thing, but it's gonna be like the look of the AFO will be amazing. So and lighter. There will be some carbon fiber parts, because in some countries, the government pays only, when there's carbon fiber. So we'll have some carbon fiber to the X-Turn Pro, but this is what we're working on. So one with an anterior shelf, another one that's going to be like a Ferrari of the turbo.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds great. Looking forward to that.
Yep.
So the last area that I kind of wanted to kind of touch on, and you actually said it yourself, is kind of over the years you've had some just tremendous patient outcomes. You say that people's lives have been touched and truly changed by using the X-Turn, or previously to that the FS3000. And I know that you've got a very, very loyal kind of Facebook following and quite a Facebook presence online. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's something very interesting, because the funny thing is that 6 years ago I had no Facebook account myself, and I didn't want to have one. And one day, two of our first customers, they invited them in Germany at the big orthotics and prosthetic fair in Germany. So they came with us for a week. We had a lot of fun, and they were really big on Facebook, those two guys, and they decided to start a community about TurboMed on Facebook. And now this community is called TurboMed Foot Drop Club. This is the only product in the orthotics and prosthetic field that has its own Facebook page by customer. So it's not my Facebook page. It's not poor woman for the Facebook page. It's a page that is owned and created and owned by real customers, real patients wearing the red coats. Diane from New Zealand and James from Hawaii that started that page. And today there's more than 4,200 members. So it's patients and professionals exchanging information about food drug and mostly about TurboMed. They're exchanging information like, you know, what are the best running shoes with the external, how do you attach lace grip on that kind of shoe? If you have this problem or this difficulty with the extern, can you do this project? You go there and you post a question about TurboMed and people around the world will answer you. And it's the biggest food blog page on Facebook. I mean, there's a few other, well, there's more than a few. It's like 20 other different pages on Facebook. Women with food blog, running with food blog, people with food blog. And they have a few hundred to 2,000 members. But this one, TurboMed Food Blog Club, has over 4,200 members. It's just, I mean, it's tremendous.
Well done. That's great to hear.
Well, and the funny thing is that they do most of my customers' cards. Because nothing, yeah, well, you know, I think I have a great product, but it's not perfect. And so very often I say I respond to emails and I say, hey, you should pose that question on that TurboMed Food Blog Club because it's a good question, and sometimes I don't even have the answer, so there will be someone that will be able to answer it. So I mean, it's great having a tool like this.
So if we have clinicians that are listening to our podcast, now they hopefully know a little bit more about TurboMed Orthotics and the extern, but haven't tried it or incorporated it into their clinical practice so far. Any thoughts, any recommendations, any suggestions that you could give to them?
I could give them a few things. Well, first of all, you have to get to outside fully dynamic AFOs because I believe the future is there. Otterbach, Oster, Allard, all those guys that have been, they're not only looking at what we're doing, but they've been trying to do something outside the shoe and they never succeeded. So they're looking very closely at what we're doing. And one day, I mean, I fully believe that the future is outside the shoe because there's so many advantages of having something fully dynamic that's not touching the skin. My second recommendation, so I think we should get in more. My first recommendation is to get the assessment tool. And I know you have to pay for the assessment tool, but the money you'll be making on the first wave won't pay off for the assessment tool. The assessment tool will save you time and will save you money. So instead of guessing will it work, will it not work, I'm not sure, it will give you the answer right away. So with the assessment tool, you can fit as many patients as you want in one day and you know right away. Never had one return from a professional that did the assessment tool and after that did the final dose. If working with the assessment tool, it will work with the final dose. My last recommendation is this one. You know, start with, give yourself a chance, okay? Make it easy for you. Start with easy patients. So start with the one with flaccid foot drop. We know it works 100% of the time with those patients. We'll start with those ones. Start also with patients that have been wearing AFOs for years. If you start with a patient that is new to foot drop, that has had the foot drop for a couple of weeks, that patient doesn't know. That patient doesn't know how favorable it is to wear an AFO at 90 degrees. But when you have a patient that has been wearing AFOs for 25 years, they see the difference right away. So, start with those patients, make sure they have flaccid foot drop, and just let them do the comments, see the results. And I mean, last year, I was in a convention doing a training in Chicago. There was like 15 professionals in the room, and I said that TurboMed should probably fit 50 to 60 of your patients. 60% of your patients, and right away, the two or others that raised their hands and said, no. We've been doing TurboMed for 2 years, and we're over 90%. Mm. when we don't fit TurboMed, we tell them that they're going to be stuck at 90 degrees and down and have all kinds of problems. So we have to go with TurboMed. And if it doesn't work, we'll go with something else, but not the opposite. So, yeah, I said them to eat traffic for drug and a patient that have been wearing Air Force for many years. Those are my three recommendations for you guys.
Stefan, thank you. Thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing your experiences. And congratulations on the success of TurboMed Orthotics.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks to you guys. I mean, people of the bed, you guys have been amazing. Without you, I would not be selling in outside Quebec. I mean, you're very, I know you like my product and I know you talk about my product a lot. And, I get to have eyes and ears all across Canada because of the people of Orthopad. And I'm really happy to be part of that family. And that's been great so far. And, thank you for that.
No, we're happy to have you. And with that, thank you very much for listening to this episode. Of course, if you have a show or a topic for future episodes, you can email us at positiveoutcomes@orthoped.ca. New episodes are released every other Thursday at positiveoutcomes.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. Positive Outcomes is a production of Orthoped ULC in conjunction with our partners, produced by Jonathan Stone and Frederic Sauvé, and hosted by myself, Simon Beals, and Jeff Newell. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.